First, a quick look back at one of the highlights of the past week before looking ahead to the coming weekend. In my time, I've seen literally hundreds, if not thousands, probably many thousands of concerts. And the truth is, it's the times are few and far between that I'm really blown away by anything I see. You can chalk that up to my having seen so many of the all-time greats, or maybe just because I'm all concerted out. Whatever it is, the fact is I rarely see something or someone new who makes my jaw drop, or makes me say, wow, or makes me excited enough to think that I may have discovered someone on the way up who's going to make it big time. Well, I don't know if Simi Stone is ever going to make it big time. The rules of the music business have changed, after all, and pure talent doesn't count nearly for as much as it did once upon a time. I haven't been as excited about anyone as I am about Simi Stone in a long, long time. She's a singer, songwriter, and incredibly talented musician from Woodstock, and she put on a show at Club Helsinki Hudson last Saturday night, the likes of which I have not experienced in years. Performing all original material with her band of Woodstock-based rock and roll superstars, including Sarah Lee, Gail Ann Dorsey, and Zach Alford, Simi made me think, aha, this must be what it felt like to see Diana Ross performing in 1962. She was that good. And her music, while totally original and contemporary, does harken back to that great old Motown and Memphis soul sound of the 1960s. More than anything, however, Simi Stone is a tremendous entertainer. She gives her all and then some, and her profound enthusiasm is infectious. You could see it in the faces of her bandmates, who have seen it all, having played with the likes of David Bowie, Bruce Springsteen, the B-52s, Gang of Four, and others. But mostly you could feel it in the air in the intimate confines of Helsinki Hudson, where Simi's enthusiasm was palpable and contagious. Count me as a huge new fan of Simi Stone, and I hope when she breaks big next year when her new album finally is released, she'll still come back and play her smaller hometown venues. Now on to this weekend. While we're still talking about Helsinki Hudson, another rising star of R&B appears there tonight when vocalist Judith Hill, a former star of TV's The Voice, one-time backup singer for Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder, and star of the film 20 Feet from Stardom, brings her unique jazzy soul pop to the Helsinki stage front and center. Up in North Adams on Saturday night, Sonic Youth co-founder Kim Gordon brings her newest musical project, Body Head, to the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha at 8. Joining singer-guitarist Gordon in this experimental improvisational duo will be Northampton-based free noise guitarist Bill Nace. You know it's the holiday season when Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol gets its 8th annual staging by Berkshire Theatre Group at the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield. The timeless tale of Ebenezer Scrooge has fast become a Berkshire holiday tradition, mixing theater professionals with community members, including 28 Berkshire County children. The show runs through Sunday, December 29th. Author Ruth Reichel and chef Zach Palacio will discuss trends in locavorism and farm-to-table in Beyond Local, taking local food to a new level as part of the Conversations with Neighbors series at Spencertown Academy Arts Center on Saturday at 4. A reception featuring tasty illustrations of the subject matter will follow the discussion. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.